good, I can tell you that. In the short time that I've served him, he's always faithful, and he's certainly always caring. When nobody else cares or nobody else understands, he's always there for you. And it doesn't matter what you go through, you come out and you see the Lord still there looking after you each step of the way. And we certainly love him for it. We'll just stand and sing number 22 of The Only Believer. I heard an old story.
I heard an old story, how a savior from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his burning of his precious blood.
Time is filled with swift transition.
Time is filled with swift transition. Hold on, the sun who can stand. God's unchanging hand, build your hopes on.
Number 232. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. A day I will never forget.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you.
Remember that day? There was a time that the Lord came to you and surrendered yourself to Him. Sometimes I think we get so busy, sometimes we forget those times, you know, when the Lord was really close. Not that He's not close, but the time that He was so real to you, you know. And there's certainly that initial drawing in your heart. You want to always look back to those times when the Lord has done those things for you. We'll sing number 204, There's Coming a Day, and then we'll have testimonies. So just bear that in mind.
There is coming a day when the heartache shall come. No more counting the sun. No more tears within the eye.
Was there any testimony? One, Sister Pauline. Thank you, Brother Paul.
Just when you said, can you remember that day? Straight away comes to mind. I was 15. I was staying with Brian and Diane out at Ngātepa. And I went to bed and I was just saying a simple, you know, God bless Mum and Dad sort of prayer. And then all of a sudden, I was just absolutely in tears. And I know it was His presence. I don't know what Brian and Diane thought. I know I came out to them. They were in the kitchen area. And I just came out crying and said, I've got to be baptized. I've got to be baptized. Yeah. And He's never left me. I've been a child tugging and going the other way like a two-year-old spoilt brat. But He's been there. He's had to correct me a few times. But He's never left me. And He'll never forsake me. And I just love Him with all my heart.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, the funniest thing, He comes to you at the oddest times, not when you necessarily think so. He'll come to you and make Himself real. He does that because there's no question about who's done it then. You know it's Him. Is there any others? Run for Brother Totty and Brother Taz as well. Brother Paul.
I just want to thank the Lord. I praise Him. when the attacks came, he just reminded me of his word. But really it was him. Resist the devil, he will flee from thee. So in other words, I just said to them, no, God rebuke you. I'm waiting for him.
Amen.
And they were gone.
Amen. That's the way to defeat him as well, Brother Tatu. It's with his word.
Kia ora, everyone. Over the last few months, I suppose, one of the things about God that's really been penetrating my heart is God's absolute sovereignty over everything that happens throughout the world. That God is in control, that it doesn't matter what's happening throughout the world or what may be happening even in our own lives. We need to remember that God is in control, that he has a plan, he has a purpose, and he has a will for all, and in particular for those who are his, that his will and his plan for those who are his are for good. And so though man might think that they have the answers, but in fact God is the one that determines what happens. And so we need to get into the Word to see what the Word says about our future, and then we need to be secure in what the Word teaches us. Thank you.
Amen.
I recently had eye operations. Not my eye itself, but around the perimeter eyelids and what have you. But when I was about to get an injection for the eyes to keep the pain, I realized that he's going to put 8 injections in, 4 in each eye, round each eye, I should say. And I thought, wow, I didn't like the thought of that. But anyway, I just said, Lord, it's in your care. And I just felt that feeling in my heart just said, just believe. Just believe. You prayed about it, believe it. Leave it to the doctor. And I did. And I've got a way to come yet, but I should be okay. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. One from Sister Mill as well.
I truly like to thank the Lord for bringing my husband. He's been 4 times. He's only a babe, but I asked you to forgive him for his attitude. He doesn't know nothing about this, but I know his attitude is wrong. It's not wrong, it's just that he's uneasy because he doesn't know, and I was in the same position when the Lord first brought me into this message. But I want to say thank God for bringing him. There is slight changes in his heart at home. I thank God for it. I waited 50-odd years for this. Thank you, Lord. Bring him right through, Lord. I know you will. Amen. And I thank you, Lord, to have him beside me for so long. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He'll bring him all the way. And it's when the Lord does the work in the heart, then the attitude changes. See any others from Sister Barbara as well?
Just before lockdown, one of our grandsons was offered a job in Tauranga as a builder's apprentice, and he was really looking forward to it, but he had damaged his shoulder in a surfing accident, so he couldn't take the job. And I just praise the Lord, because if he'd taken the job, he would have been, with lockdown, he wouldn't have been having any work and sort of at a loose end. So I thank the Lord that he's still at school and was able to do the schoolwork and learning and things. So after the lockdown, probably next year, he'll probably get offered from the same apprenticeship. So I just thank the Lord. There was good things to it, and I've seen only the good things. Thank you.
We'll just sing one more, and I'll ask for the help again. Let's sing number 381 on the Only Believe. This world is not my home.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid out somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. I find my feeling home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from be seated. Thank you, Brother Howard.
Praise the Lord. There'll come a day we'll only sing that for the last time. World is not my home. It's not our home. We live in a different world. I do. Nothing in this world attracts me. I just want to see him come. I want to see God's Spirit moving. And I believe we will see it. Praise be to God. Why don't we stand for the reading of God's Word here from Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 3. Which says, "The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore thy loving kindness have I drawn thee. With my loving kindness have I drawn thee." Shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, we pray that you'll speak to our hearts again just a few moments, Lord. This afternoon, Lord, I just pray you'll bless each one here and those joining with us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, have your way, Lord. We look to thee. We're trusting in thee, for you are our strength. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Love with everlasting love. There's a hymn about that. Who knows the hymn? Love with everlasting love. And I know that because we sang it at our wedding. 47 years ago, I believe, is it? 48? Something like that. And it's love with everlasting love. And it speaks of an everlasting love of the Lord. The word everlasting is translated in the Hebrew to eternal. It simply means that the Lord has always loved us. I love this. It's not just something recent. He loved us from the beginning. It's not just loving us from now on. Oh, we gave our heart to the Lord. It's not that. But there was no beginning to this love for us, because we were already a part of God. And I just think that's so wonderful. The reason I love him is because he first loved me. And the reason he loved me is because I was a part of him. Do you believe you're a part of the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. This is a great revelation that we have not really fully grasped yet. I don't believe we've fully appreciated yet what it means to be loved by the Lord. And the word redemption in itself confirms this. We were never added to the body of Christ. We were never added to the body of Christ. We were redeemed back into the body of Christ through his precious blood. Because the word redemption means, this is what the word redemption means. I looked it up. The act of purchasing back something previously sold. I'll read it again. Redemption means the act of purchasing back something previously sold. You say, well, we were sold. We were sold into sin through Adam. We were sold into sin, but purchased back into God through Christ, that second Adam, as they often say. He purchased us back, so we were never lost. We were separated temporarily. But he redeemed us back. So this revelation sets free from condemnation. The worst thing we have is condemnation and fear that grips people's heart. The more we look into the Word of God, we see this wonderful truth clearly displayed. Many examples from the Scripture show us God's choice. Our Heavenly Father has always loved us, and he'll never let us go. We mentioned some of these things this morning. And why? Because we are his choice. God doesn't choose you today and lose you tomorrow or next year. He doesn't do that. God doesn't operate like that. When before the foundation of the world, God says here in John 15:16, we know this well, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain," not just at a convention, "that whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he may give it you." I did not see any mention of our input into the choosing. The only choosing we do is to accept the offer that he's given to us. And he gives it to us because he loves us and we're part of his family. Who's so glad they became a part of the family of God?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I just love him for that. So we become a part of the family of God because he ordained us from the beginning. Now the Bible says in John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. We know the Lord. We know His voice because we're part of the family. You're not talked into finding God. God calls you. As we said about Brother Tim, God called him. He wasn't even in church. But God had a purpose for Brother Tim. And He called us. And He called Brother Tim, and He called you and I to be a part of Him. I do not see any mention of us being involved here. Now the Bible says, I think I read that. I'm not sure what he did. Maybe I'll carry on. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. He gives it to you. You didn't deserve it. You could never deserve eternal life. And they shall never perish. Hallelujah. They shall never perish. Do you believe God or do you believe yourself? I believe God. They shall never perish. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. We're here for keeps. Glory. We are here for keeps. Not as long as you can be. Oh, I'm going to be strong for the Lord. Forget it. You fall on your face tomorrow. Now we're kept by the power of God. And what a blessed assurance to those whom He loves. All of our condemnation was laid on Jesus at Calvary. Who's ever felt condemned? Well, you all have. You know, when you get condemned, just remember that condemnation went on to Jesus. And He paid the price for it. And you are now free. And you always will be free. Hallelujah. What a blessed assurance to those whom He loves. The Bible says in Romans 8:1, we all know this well, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. How do you get in Christ Jesus? Believe that Jesus died for you. That's it. Not more, any more complicated. It's by faith that you believe that Jesus Christ died for you and took all your sin because He said He did. And when you receive it by faith, it's yours. Who's going to receive it by faith? Oh Lord, I receive it now. I just love to just receive it and keep receiving it. Lord, I thank You for taking my sin and all my judgment and all my failures You took. And I thank You for it. So there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after flesh, but after spirit. It's another realm. You're not chasing the world, you're chasing the Holy Ghost. This is His salvation plan. It's not ours. It says in Psalm 27, verse 1, the Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Who knows that? Brother Charlie, have you ever sung that? You've sung those verses? The Lord is the light of my salvation? You do? Yeah. Oh, that's another one, I think. Oh, we'll just sing it. That's the one. You never play it on the guitar, brother. Let's sing this. I love to sing the Word of God. You play it, brother. Can you play it? The Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? What's the words? Let the wicked keep on sinning. When you feel condemned, start singing the Word of God. Just start singing it. It really does wonderful because the Word of God's powerful. Is that right? The Word is powerful. Power in the Word of God. The words that I speak unto you, Jesus said, are spirit and they are life. You know, it's just I just sing it all the time. I start thinking about the Lord and I just start singing to Him. I'm starting to sing the Scriptures. I love to sing the Scriptures. It's just so wonderful. A lot of things come to my mind. We should sing more of that we're going to shortly. We're going to spend more time in singing the Word of God. It's really good. So blessed be His holy name. So God orders the arrival and departure from this world. God orders your arrival and departure. Well, when it's time to go, I'm going. Glory! You know, brother and sister, it's just so wonderful. It's a wonderful thing ahead of us. We should be rejoicing and thanking God and not being afraid or fearful. But thanking that He's the light of our salvation. Praise be to God. So He orders these things. He was there when we arrived and He oversees our departure. In other words, He sees us right through to the end. I'll be with you even to the end of the world. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24, and David comforted Bathsheba his wife and went in unto her and laid with her, and she bare a son. And he called his name Solomon. And the Lord loved him. Think of it. Solomon's a little baby. He's born, he's just a kid. He's not even a kid, he's just a baby. And the Bible says, and the Lord loved him. He hadn't had any time to be bad or good or God just loved him. And when you were born, God just loved you. Amen. You don't know that, but He did. And He's been with you all the way. It's love with everlasting love. From the beginning until the end, God is with you. Who believes that? Amen. This is great. You think this is a wonderful word? That God loves you? Amen. God loves you wherever you are. He gave His only Son for everyone, wherever you are. The love of God is so powerful. Thank you, Lord. Right from Solomon's birth, the Lord loved him. I believe it is in the name, it's the same with every child of God. Solomon did not have time to fail or to do very well. God just loved him. Little baby born by Bathsheba, just loved him. God just loved him. And when he saw me, a little kid, you know, I was a little kid. I had hair whiter than any hair here. Or maybe as white as Sister Heather's. I was so white. They used to call me Snow. Oh, I couldn't take it. As a little kid, you know, tradesmen say, hey, Snow, pass me that. Snow this, Snow that. But I was just as thick as two short planks. No brains. Very inexperienced. Why here? But the Lord loved me. And He had His eye on me from the beginning. And He had His eye on you. Amen. Who believes us?
Amen.
Do you believe it, Brother Paul?
Amen.
Absolutely. And we can have our ups and we can have our downs and we can have rough roads and good roads, and He just loves us just the same. He's loved us with an everlasting love. So it says, we were part of Him. It's a very powerful scripture which applies to every child of God today. Romans 9:10. Romans 9:10. Not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived of one, even of her father Isaac. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good
or evil. That the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. Hallelujah. It's all according to what God has called you to. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. And it is written, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. What shall I say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he saith to Moses, I'll have mercy on whom I'll have mercy, and I'll have compassion on whom I'll have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Oh, I thank God for that. I'm just at the mercy of God. We're all at the mercy of God. And brother and sister, when God gives you an opportunity to come to him, you come to him with all your heart and accept him, what he's done for you. Ask God to forgive you of his sins. He's longing to get a hold of you. He wants more of you. I would rather trust in the mercy of God than trust in my own ability and strength to serve him. So as it was with Solomon, so also with Jacob, received this everlasting love at birth. We just don't understand how God would come down into your cradle. Said, you're mine. That's it. But I'm glad he did. You get somebody to try and take you away from God. You get the devil to try and take you away from God. He's got Jesus Christ on his hands. There's no way. God calls you, he calls you. And seals you in. For he shall be great, talking about John the Baptist. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord. This is, Luke 1:15. And shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost after he'd been to the convention. He is filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. Don't ask me to explain that, but that's what God said. Did John have to fast and pray to receive God's love? I think we should fast and pray, don't get me wrong. Or to be filled with the Holy Ghost? No, God loved him from the foundation of the world. And he loves each one of us in the same manner. Furthermore, because he knew us, he loved us as he did. I want to read to you from Revelation 13:8. And all that dwell upon the face of the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the Lamb's book of life. Not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. You know, Jesus Christ was actually slain before the world was formed. How to explain that? I cannot explain that, but it's in God's mind that he was going to redeem us. And he did. Hallelujah! He redeemed us and nobody was going to stop him. Oh, people tried, even his disciples. Lord, you're not going to do that. No way! And he said to his favorite disciple, Satan, get thee behind me, because you're an offense unto me. He tried to stop the plan of God. He tried to hinder the redemption plan of our Lord. Blessed be the Father. Oh, we'll read that one in Ephesians. Sorry, Nancy. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us, that's you and me, in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. How can you explain these things? I'll tell you what, love
was with everlasting love, eternal love. He loved us from the cradle. He loved us through our bad times. He didn't agree with our bad times. He may spank us for our bad times, but we're still his children. When your children misplay up and do bad things, you don't wipe them. They're still your children. They're still your child. They're born to you. How much more when it comes to the family of God? Blessed be the name of the Lord. See, our departure is differently to how we see it. Whether we are taken in death or are taken in the rapture really is neither here nor there. Paul said, whether I live or whether I die, I... Come on, you know your word. Paul says, whether I live or die, I am the... I am the Lord's. Whether I live or die, I'm in the Lord Jesus. Blessed, it's a blessed thing for the believer. In Psalm 116, verse 15, it says here, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Brother and sister, when you get into that realm of living with God, you don't care whether you're here or there. You just want to be where he wants you to be. That's why it's precious in his sight. Oh, here's the scripture I was trying to get you to quote. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk not by faith. Sorry, we walk by faith and not by sight. It's got to be faith. You've got to believe that the Lord has done it for you. We are confident, I say, and willing, rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. That's not the one I quoted, but it's a good one. This is the eternal love of God for us, which was not dependent upon us. The love of God was given to you. You didn't earn it. He just gave it to you because he loved you from the beginning. Before the foundation of the world, he loved you. It's from everlasting to everlasting. In this world and the world to come, it's impossible for his love to ever diminish. It cannot diminish. It's an eternal love. You know, brother and sister, I'm so glad of that. You feel that way? I'm just so glad of that. It's what he has done for us. He loved us unconditionally. The Bible says God, the Bible doesn't say God loves. It doesn't say that. It says, God is love. The very essence of love is our Lord. Who loves the Lord? Say amen.
Amen.
We love you, Lord Jesus. We love you. We praise you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. Hallelujah. In this world, and the world to come, you loved us and will love us. This love is eternal in God. That's why he said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. You may forsake the Lord sometimes. You may do some stupid things that grieve God. But he loves you anyway. You're his. I'm his and he is mine. Love with everlasting love. He does not love us today and not tomorrow. God's not flippant, up and down like we do. We may fail him, but he will never fail us. Who loves the Lord today? What a mighty Savior we serve. I just want to give you one example before we close, because this is very special to me. You've got to put yourself in this man's position. Matthew 26:30. And when they had sung a hymn, they all went out unto the Mount of Olives. Then saith Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. And after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet I'll never be offended. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me three times. And Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee, yet I'll not deny thee. Likewise said also the other disciples. Do you believe Peter really meant that? I will never deny thee. How many times have you said, Lord, I'll never deny thee. I'm going to serve you. I'm going to be faithful to you. And you've done just the opposite. What did Jesus feel listening to this conversation? Peter, I don't know, not the man. I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know this Jesus. Jesus, feeling terrible, his own chosen disciple, made these statements. And then the rooster crowed. They say when that rooster crowed, it brought more conviction on a man than ever anyone did. When it crowed, he realized what he had done. He denied the Lord. The very thing he said a few hours before he'd never do. Many times we have all prayed very similar prayers, only be tested severely in a few days after. Let's read on in Matthew 26:66. What think ye? They answered and said, he is guilty of death. Then did they spit in his face and buffet him. Others smote him the palms of their hands, saying, prophesy unto us, thou Christ, who is he that smote thee? Now Peter sat without in the palace. The damsel came up to him, saying, thou wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, this great apostle, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he has gone out into the porch, another maid, little girl, saw him and said unto them that were there, this fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, surely thou art one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee. And he began to curse and to swear, this apostle, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me three times. And he went out and wept bitterly. What if that was you? How would you have felt? Everyone is standing around, you denied the Lord in the bus depot or at the train station or wherever you are in front of everybody. I don't know Jesus. So you say, wow, I thought you did. No, not me. Knowing that the Lord could hear everything. And Peter was plunged into the depths of sorrow, great sorrow, despair and disappointment. I believe even his fellow disciples would not have been any help to Peter. Peter, you claim to be the leader. You always lead the meetings. You used to get the campaign going, bringing the people in. Now look what you've done. Maybe they despised Peter, what he had done. Lying and cursing, denying he knew the Lord. Knew
that he knew his Lord. I am sure a very heavy cloud hung over Peter's head from then on. Maybe his fellow disciples were just whispering about him. No wonder Peter said after Jesus' death and burial, I go fishing. He quit the ministry. I go fishing. Maybe he felt very despondent. But love, with everlasting love, prevailed. Watch what happens. There's Peter down in the doldrums, quitting the ministry, going back to fishing, his business. In Mark 16, verse 1, when the Sabbath day was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Salome had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entered into the sepulchre, and they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. He saith unto them, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. You imagine that being told you. Your Lord and Savior is now risen. He said he has risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way. Now watch this. And tell his disciples, the angel speaking, and Peter. And Peter. I want you to mention Peter. That he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him as he said unto you. Brother and sister, this is love with everlasting love. Peter had disgraced himself, denied his Lord. Everyone looked at him. He was real low. But Jesus, from the presence of God, said to Gabriel, whoever it was, that went to the tomb, come here. Go and tell my disciples. And I want you to do something else. I want you to mention Peter. Mention Peter's name. You talk about a loving Lord. Jesus knew that he was going to need that. You can imagine what happened when the sisters came amongst the disciples and said, the angel told us to go our way and to tell his disciples. And they had all the disciples sitting there. Tell his disciples and Peter. And Peter, who was right in the corner there, spun around and said, did he mention my name? Yes, Peter. He mentioned you. Can you imagine? A tremendous injection of forgiveness and love that flooded Peter's heart when the angel mentioned his name. Just wait till an angel comes to you and mentions your name. You'll see what I mean. Peter thought he was a write-off, going back to fishing. But Jesus had something else for him. Mighty apostle. Tell Peter, the disciples and Peter. Peter was so bearing that heavy load. He wanted to know, did he really mention me? Yes, Peter. Didn't mention anyone else, just you. I love the Lord who loves him. Amen. That he'd care for me and mention your name, Brother Tartan. He cares for you. He knows all about you.
and he loves you. Love with everlasting love reached out to Peter. Do you want Jesus to mention your name before the Father? Who wants you to mention Jesus to mention your name before the Father? Father, I know they've messed up down there. But they stood for me. On earth, now I stand for them. Even if we've had made mistakes, do we really love our Lord? There will be a true repentance. Yes, Peter wept bitterly, but he's so happy to know that Jesus still had him in mind. When he went into heaven, when he was raised from the dead, he's taken up into the glory of God, Peter was on his mind. Angel, make sure you go down and mention Peter's name. I just think that's so wonderful. Mention your name, Diane. He cares to mention our name. I just think that's so wonderful. Love with everlasting love is precious to every believer. Why don't we just stand for prayer, brothers and sisters? Lord Jesus, we come to Thee this afternoon, Lord, and we just remember what You did for Peter. And we know, Lord, that You're willing to do it for us. We've failed You terribly. And You know it, Lord. We've messed up badly. Lord, not that we wanted to. We were like Peter, I'll never deny Thee. But on the ground, Lord, we did. In many ways, I just pray, Lord, that You'd be merciful to every brother and sister here, to every brother and sister out there. Let them know that You care for them too, Lord. It's love with everlasting love. It's not temporal love. It comes and goes. It's not dependent upon us. It's depending upon Your goodness. We just love You. And we just pray, Lord, that we'll serve You better in the days to come. Forgive us for our failings, Lord. Forgive us for our wicked ideas and senseless thoughts. Cover us with Your precious blood, Lord. May we draw close to You this day. This night, may we wait on Thee and know Your presence. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. He careth for you. He careth for you. Through sunshine or shadow, He careth for you. Yes, He God cares for you. Times when you're really struggling, you're feeling pretty down, and you feel that real sweet presence saying, I care for you. I'm with you now. I'm going to help you. And I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to bring you through. And I'm going to present you blameless on that day. All because of His love for us. Love with everlasting love. Hallelujah. Maybe we could turn to that 380, redemption. Love with everlasting love. I said to you before, this is a song we sang at our wedding. It wasn't just our wedding song, we believed it. And God has been with us through many testings and trials. Do you know I have trials too? We all have trials. People get the impression, oh, they have it easy. No, they don't. We all have our trials. May God keep us until that glorious hour. Loved with everlasting love, led by grace that love to know. Spirit breathing from above, thou hast taught me it is all this hope and perfect peace, all this friend for all divine, in a love which cannot cease. I am his and he is mine. Heaven above is soft and blue, earth around is sweet and green. Something lives in every hue. Christless eyes have never seen birds for glad. The songs of more clouds with me, the beauty shine. Since I know, as now I know, I am his and he is mine. Things that once were wild cannot now disturb my rest. Close in everlasting love, pillar of the loving rest. All to love forever here, doubt and fear and some resign. What he wills is in my ear. I am his and he is mine. Aren't they beautiful words, brother and sister? Real message to us. Brother Lee, would you like to just come and close? His forever only
the real blessings that we have. And it just occurred to me when Howard was preaching there that we have been given the understanding of what the Lord's done for us. How do I know that? Because there's so many people I've spoken to about the Lord and they don't understand. You tell me about it, we've just had it, and I do understand. It's God given. A lot to be thankful for. Let us bow our heads. Lord Jesus, we are very grateful, Lord, that you not only saved us before we were born, and you're not only going to take us home when we're finished down on this earth, but for eternity. And we were there before, we'll be there in the non-ending. And we understand. Lord, we pray for those people around about, wherever they are, maybe people that are hearing this service for the first time in their life. May they realize, even though they don't understand at this moment, it's for them if they desire it. Touch them again, Lord. May they be stirred in their heart because it's a God calling. That still small voice, not in their head so much, but in their heart. We want to follow you, Lord. We do ask forgiveness of all our sin and iniquity. It's in your hands, we know it. Bless us, Lord, as we go on our way. And thank you for what you've done for us. We're very, very grateful. Amen. Let's sing Mercy Rewrote My Life as we go. Mm-hmm.
mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. I should have fallen my soul must die.
God bless you.